Live and local with Monica J. 99.1 is FM Talk.
Monday to you. It's hour number two, the 11 o'clock hour of the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. What a day. It's gorgeous outside. You need a little vitamin D? Well, head on outside. See some blue sky and sunshine. 884-9910 is the line to call if you've got something that you'd like to talk about. But I want to hit up and get a little update on our homeless situation because he's got it all the way around for us, tracks everything. And that is Paul White from Quality of Life Reno. You can find him at qol-reno.org. Paul, thanks for calling the show on this bright Monday.
Good morning, Monica. Good to hear you.
So let's start off with, how did the walk go on the 25th down in the vagrant encampment? The large one, because you were going to take out visitors again, local dignitaries, elected representatives. Did anybody like that who makes these decisions, did anybody show up?
No, Monica, not one. We had our little QOL group and some of the people that work and volunteer with us. But in terms of politicians or leaders or community members, no, and that's what's the problem. If they'd see what it looks like when you've got these 300 plus people just stacked up a few inches off the train track and living in this filth, they would get involved.
You know, it's sad, but, Paul, because we have a problem with mental illness, and that, you know, a number of the homeless or vagrants are mentally ill. We have people walking out into streets, walking out and laying in the middle of streets. How long before we have somebody walk out in front of a train or just pass out on the train tracks?
Well, for this particular camp, we're hearing some encouraging news. RPD and several other city-related folks have said that this Wednesday is the clearing out date for that camp, that they're going to remove it. And, of course, that's good news. The bad news is that because the city will not take a strong stand on it and allow RPD to do it, and then the courts don't either, there will probably be no site, no arrests or no fines or no jailing.
And so they'll just move someplace else.
Sure. But what we saw, the thing that would have really been educational for the community, while we were waiting to start the walk, a vagrant woman there by the VOA, assaulted another person. So the police were called, and they came and got her, two young cops. And this was, the woman just started cursing and screaming and resisting arrest and going crazy on the officers, eventually ended up repeatedly trying to spit on them. And I tell you what, Monica, no one could be expected to exercise the kind of self-restraint those cops had with this abusive woman.
Yeah.
And you couldn't do it. You'd go home and bury yourself in medication or alcohol. Or there's a good reason why police have the highest suicide rate of any career. We can't allow our cops to take this kind of abuse.
This is just horrible. Is there anything encouraging going on with the homeless courts?
As you know, we have what they call a community court. We refer to it as the homeless court because it kind of accurately identifies 99%, I think, of their clientele. And it's an experiment. It's a liberal experiment that the idea of not giving them simply enforcing the law, but letting them plead out and giving them, like, a suspended sentence to pick up trash and then giving them 6 months and letting them go to get involved in a program or services. The courts believe that this is something to try, that this will work. We disagree. And the court has had UNR keeping statistics on their results for the past year. And these statistics come out this month, and we're looking forward to getting those and seeing. But we feel the laws work. The Constitution is meant for everybody. And that when you enforce it strongly but fairly, you'd get better results.
Go ahead.
Just the one good thing. If your audience has never been there, we'd encourage them to give us a call, and we'll schedule a field trip with you. It's Wednesday mornings at 8 o'clock. Initially, you could hear nothing going on. There was no amplification. Couldn't hear what the judge was saying, what the defendants were saying. The court just last week started, we asked if they could, and they just started amplifying the proceedings. So it should be very audible to visitors, and this is a good first step.
That really is. Paul, I see that you're speaking at a lot more events now, not just at churches and things like that. Are you being better received now in the community to that you're not just a rebel rouser trying to hurt people out on the street, that you're actually trying to help the citizens of Reno?
Oh, yeah, Monica. We've moved way past that. People are seeing that we don't bother trying to give ourselves positive publicity. We just do things. And saw very few people who opposed this were very vocal about saying just things that were not true about anything we were doing. And the more that we get things done, the more people are realizing that this little vocal minority is getting totally discredited. And this morning, we'd love to offer the city help in running the homeless shelter downtown. It's currently up for contract, and we're writing to the city council explaining that the first step has to be getting off of that federal money so you can enforce reasonable laws in the shelter. Mm-hmm. And we have some ideas for that. We hope they listen. But
I'm not going to hold my breath on that one, Paul, but I'm so glad that you're putting your name in for it.
Yeah, what we're telling them is that nobody in their right mind would submit a proposal to run it now until they change that, but that they could. And if we called it a homeless tax, and if the average property owner in Reno paid about 25 cents a day, one quarter, mm-hmm. we could send all the federal money back, run it ourselves, have a great program that would reduce homelessness. Oh, here's a quote for you, Monica, from a gentleman that just came to town as a vagrant. He came here purposely to be homeless in Reno, and he told us he came to Reno because he heard it was really great, that there were all kinds of hot meals free, that there were all that they give you anything you need, and that you can't get arrested. This was direct from the lips of a newly arrived man from back in the Midwest somewhere.
Well, and as we've had people from the vagrant community tell us flat out that there is a vagrant pipeline. There is a wire that everybody in, you know, the word spreads where to go, who enforces the law and who doesn't enforce the law. And that's just sad that we're on the list of not enforcing the law.
Well, the good news is that can change. And, you know, with the city manager changing, with elections coming up, we have a lot of hope that people are going to start to see that what we're doing is not working for anybody. And that it needs to change. We're going to the most severe camps that have not been dealt with tomorrow, probably around late morning. And if any of your listeners would like to go along, they can just call me right at our Stronghold number, and we'll QOL number, and we'll take them with us.
All right. Paul White, Quality of Life Reno. That's QOL-Reno.org. Thank you so much. So much for you and Valerie and Tim and all your staff and what they do to protect this community. I appreciate it. And I know a lot of people appreciate it. You know, Paul brought up a great point there, and that is 2020. It's election time. It is election time, people. So what do? We get out and we vote. It is so important. And I love all of the emails that I'm starting to get that are rolling in. Who is running for office? We're going to get to that after we check in with Mel, who wants to talk about the homeless. Hi, Mel. Thanks for calling the show today.
Hi. How are you doing there, girl?
I'm doing great, Mel.
Here in Reno. And it's true. People come into Reno for the homeless. I've been picking people off the train, off the bus, and the first thing they say is, where's your shelter? And
oh,
I've seen
goodness. These,
and yes, I would say in the past week I took at least 20 people to the shelter. And that guy is right. They get, like you said, in California, they don't get any of the benefits they have here. They don't have the St. Vincent's. They don't have the three meals. And this guy says he's living in a new dream living here in Reno because of the courtesy of the city.
Oh.
And most of them are not a state of mind, I might say that.
Unbelievable. Yeah, and other cities will give them bus tickets. They'll give them money to get to wherever they want to go, or they'll collect it and save it.
How do they get here by train? How do they get here by bus? And sometimes they can't even pay for the fare. That's
exactly.
crazy.
Exactly.
So sometimes I'm stuck with a $5 bill. I just wanted to prove.
We need to come up with something for you to Mel that, you know, you need to be able to sue the city or something for all these tabs that you pick up fares and they want to go to the homeless shelter, that the homeless shelter should be paying that. That should not be hardworking, you know, citizens. Mel, thank you so much for the call and thank you for listening.
884-9910,
that's the number to call. It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll be back on who's going to make the difference if I get my producer to hang up. I love my producer. All right, we'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Fox at the top, Fox at the bottom, live and local right now. Monica Jay on KKFT.
Yes, indeed, it's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. 884-9910 if you would like to talk today. Or if you don't want to talk and you want me to just relate, it's Monica at 991fmtalk.com. This is probably the most important news that I can bring you and that you should be paying attention to. It doesn't matter that Buttigieg, Klobuchar and Steyer have dropped out of the presidential race. We know it's going to be against Biden and Bernie. What you need to know is that today is the beginning of official registration for people who are going to be running for office. Registration goes until the 13th. So that is basically not this coming Friday, but a week from Friday. This is important. Wherever you can get the information, get it. All right? These are the people who are going to be running for office, who want your vote. You need to know. You need to ask the questions. Are you going to do something about the homeless? Are you going to do something about the vagrancy? Are you going to do something about the debt that we have? Are you going to do something about our infrastructure? Are you going to do something about the explosion of growth? And what are you going to do? I want to know how you're going to fix these problems, because if you don't, I'm going to hold you accountable in the next election. J.D. Draculich has thrown his hat into the ring. He is a Republican, and he is taking on Reno City Councilwoman Jenny Brekus. some not too kind things have come to light about Councilwoman Bruckus. But know the facts. The biggest fact for me is she's a Democrat. And we need to get more Republicans into all of these seats, because it's just the basic value of Republicans. Less government, less taxes, more personal responsibility. So I want you emailing, I want you calling, I want you asking at any type of event, asking J.D. Draculich, what are you going to do if you have my vote for Ward 1 to take on Councilwoman Jenny Bruckus? We have a great shot of getting a Republican there because of the fact that, well, the mayor has endorsed another Democrat for that seat. So she just split the Democrat vote. I would also like to let you know that you recognize the name. He's run for mayor before, but now he knows you just have to work your way in. Eddie Lorton will be running for Devin Reese's seat. That's right. Businessman, Republican, Eddie Lorton will be running for the at-large Reno City Council seat, currently being held by Devin Reese, who was not elected. So this is going to be his first time to actually hear from him what he's doing and what he wants to do. So there you go. And we'll have more and more coming out for not only city council, Washoe County commissioners, for the Douglas commissioners and supervisors and Carson and Carson's mayor. We're going to try to get everybody on the show at different times so they can give you what they want to do. Just remember not to take on this BS that, oh, my hands are tied. I want to see how hard people are going to be fighting for the people of Nevada. Ryan's on the line, and he wants people to believe, in his opinion, that Jenny's the only one on the council doing her job. Ryan, why do you feel that way?
Well, because she's one of the few people that's spoken up about the pending big debt that we have, and council and the mayor, Hillary Sheehy, didn't like that. The fact that we have this big debt coming up very shortly, that needs to be refinanced. She's one of the few people that's saying, no, we gotta focus on our debt. She's one of the few people that was like talking about how like the homeless problem, we gotta refocus, stuff like that. She's always been really upfront about how, you know, certain things we need to be done before we focus on, like you were saying, these stuff about art and stuff like that. I know she's a Democrat, but she's been one that's become the fact, like the whole, like that, you know, the growth, we have to like focus on the growth, focus like on like, pay, she's one of the few people that spoke out against, you know, she didn't like the fact that, you know, you're putting the sewer fees aside and going for this 1,000 homes. I understand. She's one of the people that spoke out.
Okay, but she also is still, you know, very supportive of the arts and helps pay for things like that and votes in favor of things. So, you know, you can't have it both ways. But Ryan, I understand, because and you do pay particular attention. So I value your opinion. So Ryan, thank you for the call. And it just, you have to hear from all of the candidates and you have to make up your mind. And that's where I still have to find this location where we can find everybody's voting record, but I don't think it actually is in place. Maybe I'm just dreaming. Maybe I'm just wishing that there was something like that that was actually out there. But all right. We're going to take another quick break here, of course, for our Fox News update. And everybody talking about Amy Klobuchar now dropping out. Coronavirus. You know, to hell with the coronavirus. Wash your hands. Use a paper towel to open the doors. Please don't get caught up in the hype. Just protect yourself. If things are going to get more expensive, well, buy two things when you go grocery shopping instead of one. Stock up on things. You are not reliant on the government to solve your problems and take care of you. Be strong. You can do this. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. We've been focusing a lot on Reno and Washoe County. But I do want to go back to my emails here for just a second, because Jim sent me an email this morning. It's only taken me 40 minutes to get to it. Sorry about that, Jim. Monica, is this true? We bought new planes? I know one of the planes had an engine issue, but is this true? Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, Governor Sisolak found it so imperative not to fly commercial that the Nevada Department of Transportation spent $14 million to purchase two new private jets for the state of Nevada. Yeah. Two new private jets. $7 million apiece. But here's the big but. NDOT says that we're going to save about $2 million in maintenance. Okay. Okay, so when the state, in my opinion, is struggling financially, especially, you know, they say for education, but a lot with the vagrancy issues and all that good stuff, we spend $14 million to save $2 million. Okay. I know I'm not a math wizard, but did we have to do this now? Yeah. No. That's just Governor Sisolak. Governor Sisolak is not thinking about you, is not thinking about Nevadans. He's thinking about what is most comfortable and convenient for him. He couldn't even buy American. You know, they were operating a couple of planes already, a U.S.-built Cessna Citation and a turboprop Aero Commander. But these nice new planes are from Switzerland. So can't even buy American made. Which actually, we have some really good American companies that build planes. Build private jets. But no. Let's go to Switzerland. Let's get the cool stuff. When you look into the spending. Doesn't it make you kind of sick on what we actually spend our money on? Well, I say we, because it's our money, so we're not doing very well when it comes to budgeting. You have to budget for your household, don't you? Doesn't it squeeze a little tighter when the taxes go up? So you're budgeting for your household. You know how much you can spend for a working vehicle. You know how much you can spend on groceries this week. Can you get steaks, or do you stick with hamburger and make it stretch? The state, the county, the city? Yeah, not working too well with their budgets. Well, we need to fix the roads. We have a homeless issue. We have a vagrancy issue. So tell you what, let's put a mileage tax on people and fix the roads. No. I got a better idea. Let's put a mileage tax on people and work on the homeless issue. That'll do it. This whole study thing that they're doing, that they allocated money for, the study, it's all just a bunch of bureaucratic BS. They already have the writings done for the implementation of a mileage tax for the next legislative session to vote on. It's already in place. I don't know who's representing you, but they sure as hell aren't representing you. There is so much misspent, misdirected funds at the state, county, and city level. And they know they can get away with it, because you don't look at the numbers. You don't look at the budget. And especially since a lot of the budgets don't even line item out for you. Where did it say we were going to get two brand new jets? And that this is how much money we're going to spend. And then you know what? If it is in the budget, let me tell you a secret. You don't have to tell everybody this. But just because it's in the budget, you don't have to spend it. Oh, geez, people. Get on the phone. Get on your computer. Send a letter if you have to. I like it that people still send letters. I've actually been getting a number of letters here at the radio station. I like that. When people take the time, I mean, it's easier, yeah, to do it electronically, but I don't know. There's just something about when people take the time to sit down, write you a letter, fold it up, put it in the envelope, address it, stamp it, send it off to you. I like that. It's the personal touch. Remember, though, as you're sending that email or making that phone call, you catch more flies with honey than you do vinegar. Just keep reminding them. It's an election year. There's a recall going on for Sisolak. And it's not just because of the red flag laws. There's a recall going on for BS like this. This man is not taking his oath of office seriously. And he needs to be held accountable for that. FightForNevada.com. Fight, F-O-R, Nevada.com. Petition locations by county. A lot of different businesses have more than one county. Call them up. Say, hey, you may work in Washoe County, but you vote in Douglas. That's okay. Just call the places ahead of time where you want to stop by and say, hey, do you have this county too? Oh, cool. I'll stop by on my way home from work. While I still have gas in my tank, because there's a mileage tax coming very shortly. Another little secret I want to share with you. Fees are taxes without representation. Fees, you know, like those new fees that they just put on every single household in the city of Reno. Special assessment district. Seriously. That's a fee. That's a tax that your elected representatives just put on you because they can't do their job. Because they can't seem to cut anything that is non-essential. What's essential? Police, fire, roads, education, and health. Arts and entertainment, marketing, and a few others, not so essential. Remember when the federal government shut down and nobody noticed except for the people working for the federal government because they didn't have anything set aside? Because, yeah, even people working for the federal government work paycheck to paycheck, just like the rest of us. But guess what? They got all their money in the long run. When you're put on the sideline for a couple of weeks, do you get paid? No. Only those people who are working because of your tax dollars, because of what you're paying into the system. Sunsetting taxes don't sunset. That's one, just another one of the reasons why Governor Sisolak is going through this recall. Do what you can to help. FightForNevada.com. This is unprecedented. This is the first time. That's why it's taken so long to get to this point. We've never in the state of Nevada recalled a governor. Recalled mayors. Recalled city council people. Recalled commissioners, but never a governor. Think about that. We're making history. It's the Monica Jay Show at 884-9910. That just put a smile on my face. It's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley.
Hey, where did we go? Oh, where did we go? Where does the time go? 2 hours. It flies so fast. It's the Monica Jay Show, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada at 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Hey, I got some more good news for you. Wendy, I'm gonna mess this up. I just know it. But I got somebody to hyphenated out for me. Wendy Howdige Jackins is going to run and announcing her campaign for Nevada Senate District 15. Nevada Senate District 15. So, if you are in District 15, there you go. We got a Republican. Got a Republican running. Oh, no, she's not a Republican. Is she a Republican? Wait a minute. I got to look more into this. I'll get back to you on that. I got to read that better. Why are so many announcements coming out today? Because today is the 2nd. The 2nd through the 13th is the original filing for office. So anybody and everybody who is going to run for office has to register with the Secretary of State's office. They have to get all their ducks in a row, and now we get to find out about them. Pay attention. You got to weed out the good ones for yourself and then find out as much as you can about them. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910. Take our last phone call today on the Monica Jay Show. It's Kath, and Kath wants to talk about the recall. Hey, Kath.
Hi, Monica. How are you?
I feel great, actually. I sound a little rough, but I'm feeling really good.
Sound better than last week.
Yeah, I do sound a little bit better than last. It's this astragalus, I can't pronounce it. It's an immunity tea. Oh, you know what? It tastes really good, actually. It's making me sound better, too, so... Thank you so much for the well wishes, Kath. What do you want to talk about the recall?
I was really happy to see. I actually have got probably 20 people I know to, go in different directions to sign petitions. And I'm the only one that hadn't signed. I'm too busy running around saying, go here, go there. And I went up to Target on Jacks Valley Road yesterday, and this man was out there with his with everything, and he took care of me.
Oh,
and it
good.
Was great. And it, I knew I needed to go, but everywhere I needed to go to sign was 10, 15 miles.
Right. No, we have so many wonderful volunteers, Kath, that people are showing up at libraries. They're showing up at Costco and Target and places. And it's not always by schedule, but you know what? We are going to get to every place that we can to get all of the 248,000 signatures for the state. But you know what? We're going to try to hit 275 just to hit the point home and to make sure that if any of the signatures get thrown out, just, in case somebody tries to sabotage it, We know we're going to get more signatures than we need.
That's great. And, what you said earlier about the planes, I've been wondering, where's the pot money going? And that's just about the same amount of money in taxing the pot, which I voted against all of that for that reason. It's like, what are they going to do with the money? Well, I think we know what they're doing with the money.
It's like the California lottery. The money never gets to where it was supposed to be designated to go. Kath, I don't know where the pot money's going, but I doubt. Wasn't the pot money supposed to go to education or something like that? Every time they get money, it goes into the general fund.
Well, the general fund just got 2 new airplanes.
Yeah, the state. You know what? We, Kath, just got 2 new airplanes that we are never going to get to ride on. How does that make you feel?
Them.
Yeah,
don't
and we
need
don't
them.
Need them. We could have gone, if it only costs $2 million a year in maintenance, we could have gone for another 7 years and employing a maintenance person. How about that?
Yeah. Well, I we got do one better more math. Guy who's thinking about it, and I think this is going to push him into it.
Boy, I sure hope so. I sure hope so. And all the other things that he does against us, breaking the rules left and right. Kath, thank you so much for
that. Well, I laid that all out, and that just didn't seem to be enough for this one guy. And he says, well, I've got, you know, a couple months to think about it. I'm going to think about it. So I've been going back at him every time I hear something else that, from you that I don't know about.
Yeah, have him just go to him go to fightfornevada.com because the whole list is there. You know what? This is so great. Thank you so much for calling in today. And I can't wait to talk to you tomorrow because tomorrow, March 3rd, is the 1 year anniversary of the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.